Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now you hear this.
The Cardiac Bulls! Everybody thought it was over.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Reed straight to the top, plays it in to take the lead.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
2 seconds left. Giddy for the win! Go! Oh my God! Elizabeth, I'm coming, baby! Magic Giddy! Good day, mate!
Still to come, WWE superstar CM Punk. Coming up, Vikings defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. Comedian Bert Kreischer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're live on the Roku Sports Channel. We are live on the Infinity Sports Terrestrial Radio Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey app. We're going to be available for you once the show is over for all 3 hours on our podcast. Please check it out on the Cumulus Podcast Network. We also have our YouTube as a nice backstop for anything that you miss. And a very popular YouTube segment, What's More Likely? We're going to be playing that later on in this hour. Chris Brockman, not here because he wanted to play golf. What? Am I wrong?
Very nonchalant.
Well, Susie wanted to be here in his chair, but she's, you know, busy in Zoom rooms getting ready for next episodes of Women's Sports Now, which is on Roku. And check that out, please. It's great. So sitting in for Brockman and the Susie for Brockman is Cooper Eisen, my 14-year-old, who's kind enough to join us. Cool. Who'll be doing some What's More Likelys later on. You've got the copy there in front of you, right, Cooper?
Yeah, we got
okay,
it.
Great, good, great. Bert Kreischer will be joining us in studio hour number three. That's when Coop will go back in the green room. So there's that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in this hour. But let's get to our Zoom line right now for our next guest. I think I'm going to get this right. He was drafted as a Washington Redskin. He went to his first Pro Bowl as a member of the Washington football team, and then his second Pro Bowl as a member of the Washington Commanders, and now he's a Minnesota Viking. Did I get that right, Jonathan Allen? Did I get everything right,
yeah,
right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it right.
So, you know, the Vikings are your second franchise, but your fourth team name professionally, I would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, man. We had some crazy years there in Washington, so it's hard to figure out how to go about that.
No, but before we do turn the page, I do want to hit last year because, you know, you're front and center for what a lot of us were talking about. And I know you're on a new team. You got a new situation. But before we do that, how good is Jaden Daniels? Jonathan Allen?
How good is he? I mean, I think he's a real deal. I know we see on Sundays all the things that he does, but what you don't see is the work he puts in throughout the week. First one in the building, last one in the door, all the cliche things that you always want your quarterback to do. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, man, he just got ice in his veins, man. It's just unfazed.
So watching him I guess this is your ninth year, you're going in an 8-year vet, watching him, is there anyone you could compare him to who you had either played with or maybe even against, Jonathan?
Yeah, his mentality really reminds me of Jalen Hurts a little bit. I think we all look at Jalen as like a very stoic, doesn't show a lot of emotion, good, bad, or indifferent. And I see a lot of the similar things in Jaden Daniels.
All right. Now let's move to your new situation. Why are you in a new situation, would you say, Jonathan?
I mean, in the NFL, it's very hard to play your entire career on 1 year. You know, new regime came in. They had a path that they wanted to follow, and I wasn't a part of that. So, I mean, I got to give them a lot of credit for doing me a favor and releasing me when they did. But, you know, things just didn't work out for whatever reason. But super excited, super, super excited to be part of this new team and reunite with Coach O'Connell. And, yeah.
I mean, I was around the Vikings for a weekend in London last year, and the vibe was awesome. You know, I mean, you could just sense it. You could sense the energy and the communication skills and the message from the head coach permeated everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Coaching staff and the locker room, you could see it. You could feel it. And I'm wondering if you got that sense even just in the first few conversations you've had with the Vikings.
Yeah, one of the things that was very important to me when I was looking for a new team is I wanted to go to a team that had the right culture. The NFL is already hard enough. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to go to work with an organization where guys are only showing up for paychecks. They're only worried about personal numbers. And the culture is just not really what it needs to be to win. I mean, it's hard to win without a good culture. So when I talked to Coach O'Connell and Coach Flores and just all the guys over there in Minnesota, it really felt like they were building something special and they had built something special. And I just wanted to be a part of that.
And so did you ask about the quarterback situation before signing on the dotted line? Was that part of your conversations?
To be honest, no. I think as a free agent, it's easy to get into the fact that, like, I want to go somewhere where I'm going to win. But winning is a year-to-year thing in the NFL. I mean, you look at the 49ers. They went to the Super Bowl, and then they missed the playoffs the next year or whatever it was. Like, so you really can't look at what they did last year and be like, oh, this is – you know what I mean? So it's hard. I think for me, it was the situation I was going to be put in as a defensive tackle, the culture they built, and, I mean – yeah, I think those are the two biggest things.
And in terms of that, so are you under the assumption it is J.J. McCarthy that is going to be in shotgun under center week one in your first game in purple, Jonathan?
I'll be honest with you. I have absolutely no idea what any of that situation is going on. I just know that when we do start, I got to be ready. As far as the quarterback, I think that's a question for Coach. I would have no idea. I just got there, and even if I had been there, I'm a D tackle, so I really only focus on my side of the football.
In terms of that, what was your first conversation with Brian Flores like, Jonathan?
Yeah, I was just interested to see how he was going to use me. We know they have JG and Van Ginkle, and he was just talking about creating space on the inside and allowing our rushers to go rush. And obviously, as a D tackle who loves to get at the quarterback, that's just a dream situation. I mean, I think that defense was already top two or top three last year. So to be able to come in and help in any way possible is a dream situation for me.
I've got Jonathan Allen here entering year 9 in the National Football League. That's a juicy number, man. You don't see a lot of people sometimes reach that. That's like double the average length of an NFL career plus.
Yeah, right? It's funny. When I first came in the league, Ziggy Hood was a 10-year vet, and I just remember looking at him like, wow, like you are so old. And now that's me. And I just feel like I have so much left in the tank. And it's just weird when I'll be talking to guys and they'll be like, yeah, I was born in 2003. I'm like, dude, I got memories older than you. So it's definitely a blessing to be in this situation, but yeah, not ready for it to end just yet.
All right. Hey, Jonathan, I asked this question of all Alabama players that come on this program. I feel, you know, we've got ourselves quite the collection of people that I've asked this question to. The most pissed off you ever made Nick Saban is what, Jonathan?
The most pissed off I ever made Coach Saban was in training camp my freshman year. And I was, dude, I'm a freshman. They just won 2 national championships back to back. I'm just trying to survive. Like, I feel like I'm drowning every day. Can't breathe. I'm going through it. And I just remember being on scout team and just getting like what for me felt like 5 yards besides Adrian McCarron. But I guess I was close to him. The thing about Coach Saban, he calls you by your number. So he'll just come up and yell just like 93. And then it's just like ear shrieking and ear piercing. And then after that, you just sit there and he wasn't happy. I'll say that.
So why was he not happy again? Did you?
I got too close to AJ McCarron my freshman year.
Okay.
And that was after he had won back-to-back natties.
Okay. And so
yeah,
he aired you out. We had we had Robbie Oots on the program yesterday because we're going through some prospects that I saw at the combine that I wanted to talk to. He was one of them. And he said the same thing you said, which is you know, when he first got to Alabama, he was referred to by Coach Saban as his uniform number. But at some point, he earned the right to be called by his actual birth name. Do you remember that moment when you were no longer just a number to Nick Saban?
To be honest, I don't remember that. But the one thing I will never forget, it was like my junior year, and I had 2 sacks in the game. And Coach Saban doesn't give out compliments often, but when he does, you never forget it. And I just remember him coming up and be like, "You played really well," and walked away. And I was like, "Wow, that was honestly one of the best feelings in the world. Well, one of the best feelings in the world."
You said that off the cuff.
Literally came up to me, "You played really well last game," and walked away. And I was like, "Dang,
that'll,
right there, skip the beat.
That'll do it." And what's your memory of the national championship game? On that monster 85 combined points game against Clemson, Jonathan.
There's 2 things that I remember about that game. After we won that game, on the plane ride home, he was emailing recruits and like on the phone with recruits. And I was just like, "Dude, we just won the Natty." Like, he never rests. And I kid you not, the next day we had a meeting as a team, or I think it was 2 or 3 days later. Mm-hmm. And he comes up and he says, "Seniors who are leaving, that is how you end the season, or that's how you end your career at Alabama, with the national championship. I'm very proud of you. But for everyone else returning, that is not how we play football." And then he just started berating the defense.
No kidding.
And I'm like, "Dude, we just won a Natty." But I mean, yeah, he was actually pretty pissed off. So I just remember getting tongue lashed after winning the Natty for giving up 40.
Because Deshaun Watson and the Tigers put up 40 on you, and he was pissed, yeah, even though you scored 45. In that
it was
game.
Tough. It was, thank God we got out of that game.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody like him in the pros that you've seen, or no, not really?
Like former players?
No. Anybody like Saban on a coaching staff anywhere like him?
It's tough because, I mean, when I was in college, it was brutal. Yeah, 2-a-days. We weren't getting paid. And it's just like you're 18 years old, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. But then you're in the NFL, and it's like I'm 30 with 2 kids, a mortgage. You just can't talk to NFL players the same way. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different, but it's tough. I heard Coach Coughlin for a long time was very similar to him, but none of my coaches I could. It's hard to compare to Coach Saban, I'll say that.
I bet. Man, in that game, too, I'm just looking right here, Jonathan. 2 touchdowns from Derrick Henry, 1 from 1 yard, 1 from 50, right?
That
dude, that guy is, he's not human, right, Jonathan?
I'll never forget the game. We played Florida in the SEC championship game, and we handed the ball off to him 45 times. I mean, and you look at the way he works, it's just like you're not surprised by anything he would do. But thank God we had him.
Well, I got to look this up. You're not kidding with that.
Yeah, the SEC championship game, I think he had like 45 carries for like 230 yards.
By the way, I got it. I just called it up. 44 carries, 189 yards, and a touchdown. 44.
That's a grinder of a game. 44 carries and 183. That means it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust every run.
And the Tuscaloosa cold tub, I imagine, right? Afterwards?
Yeah.
Wow. Jonathan Allen, appreciate the time. Good luck in Minnesota, and let's keep in touch. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
You got it. That's Jonathan Allen. Everybody check him out when the Skull Chants start in 2025 right here on the Rich Eisen Show. J.J. McCarthy is going to be his quarterback. I'll just say this right now. Yeah. Barring any injury, barring anything like that, I understand he has every, you know, right to say, I'm just a defensive tackle here. That's up the flow chart. And I totally understand that. And you heard J.J. McCarthy this week. I think he said on Kay Adams' show from the NFLPA golf event down in Mexico that he hasn't been told that he's a starter here. He hasn't been told.
Yeah.
And he kind of likes, he said, "I like that I haven't been told I am the starter because I want to earn it," which is exactly the J.J. McCarthy I know. My boy Cooper over there knows. J.J. McCarthy is that winner for the University of Michigan that is got his head screwed on right, and it's awesome. So he hasn't been told that he's the starting quarterback, and Jonathan Allen just came on saying, "I didn't even ask. I don't even know. I haven't been there. Even if I knew, I'm just a defensive tackle, not my table," right? But he is, especially since it does appear the Vikings had every chance to say yes to Aaron Rodgers, and they decided collectively, when it was all said and done, to say no to him. And so the general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, was speaking earlier this week and was asked how it ended with Aaron Rodgers. Excellent question, because they hunted and pecked for everything to find out about, hey, you know, who ordered, if you will, the Rodgers code red? Who ordered the code red on Rodgers there in Purple Country? And so he was asked, how did it end with Rodgers? This is his answer.
You know, I think we got to a place where we just said everybody was transparent, but right now we feel good about where we're going. And that's really how it ended. You know, it's ultimately up to him. It's hard to talk about a player who's not under contract for our team and who plays for, obviously isn't a member of this team. It's ultimately up to him, you know, what he decides to do with his future. But that's kind of where we left it. I know Kevin and him have a great relationship still. They'll still have a relationship. They'll keep talking. But right now I'm focused on the two players that are in our room right now and in my personnel process for going forward.
Second one is Brett Rippon. That's what he's saying. And so for him to say, Rodgers, it's up to him. And it's clear that if it was up to him, he'd be a Viking.
Right? It seems that
it
way,
makes
right?
sense that he was told no. And the reason why that's important is not as it's not a troll on Rodgers. It is that they have decided they are going to see what they have in J.J. Mm-hmm. McCarthy. And that's it. And it does outweigh going to somebody as significant as Rodgers, and by significant, I mean it's a commitment in time and money, and that they don't have the desire to take. And again, I understand people from the outside when it comes to Rodgers, like, oh, they don't want his mess, they don't want his circus, they don't want all this sort of stuff, and that he's like, you know, he creates problems in the locker room. From what I have heard, everyone, mostly everyone, in the Jets locker room loved the guy.
Yeah.
Loved him. And there were some that when he was told, you know, there's only one Aaron left here and it's the new coach, that there were some people that needed some, needed to be talked to and explained why they did this. They required an explanation. Hmm. So, again, I understand if they tell Rodgers, listen, no, because there's a certain price tag, or it's more than 1 year. And then suddenly J.J. McCarthy missed year one, and now you got a kid that can win for you right now, and you got a coach that can coach the kid up. And I'm just telling everyone in Minnesota, if they need to have a lesson, just look at the film. And even the film will tell you that he was not allowed to cook because that's not the way Michigan played. But when it's time to cook, oh, he cooked the secondary in Columbus. He cooked people, man.
Maybe not saying he not allowed to cook. People. He wasn't necessary
well,
for him to cook.
I don't know if he was allowed to cook. You know what I mean? It's just like there was Blake Corum giving him
yeah,
behind
that's what
that
I'm saying.
The award-winning offensive line in back-to-back years, the Moore Trophy.
It's kind of like when people say that Aikman didn't have great stats or Irvin didn't have great stats. It was because you had 22 back there.
Yes, you did have 22 back there.
You
didn't need to do it.
Yeah. So that's stages.
So, again, he did not, with all due respect to Roman Wilson and the rest of the pass catchers who won the Natty for Team 144 in front of two people in this room and many others with the same last name.
Well, it's not
when
me
we were all there. I know that in the Rose Bowl where we all were this past weekend for Run Rich Run. He did ever have anybody Justin Jefferson to throw to, and you could potentially even throw Jordan Addison.
Okay. Most definitely can.
All right. So here we go.
TJ Hawkinson. Like
I am very excited to see what he looks like with Kevin O'Connell. I mean, again, J.J. McCarthy obviously doesn't want to have his first season wiped out due to injury, and certainly one that requires a rehab and him to, you know, regain weight, as we've been told, and he looks the part, and he's going to be the part, but you got Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hawkinson. You also got Rondale Moore just signed there. You got Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason behind you. You got that offensive line up front. You got that defense with Jonathan Allen, who we just ended our Zoom with Brian Flores coaching that team up. Most of everybody's coming back. And the coach, reigning coach of the year, who is a quarterback whisperer of the first variety, J.J. McCarthy, is set up.
And I know you're not supposed to put your personal feelings into it, but like, I met J.J., and I know you love him because he played for your team. But
well, he made me very happy, and
yeah, he's
my family very happy.
He's just like, you meet him, and you walk away like, man, I like this dude, man. And I hope nothing but greatness for J.J. McCarthy.
Let me ask you a quick question. Coop, did we miss J.J. McCarthy this year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, the quarterback deal was a problem for us, like, The USC game was one of my least favorites because it's like we can't pass the ball. There was like this one time where Orji tried to throw the ball, but then they completely missed and went into the stands. So, we totally missed J.J. McCarthy.
You got one coming though, Coop.
Oh, he saw that episode of our program.
And he was in here.
Hey, listen, so
he's a big boy.
Very excited about J.J. McCarthy and his future. Yeah. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years of 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Coop, you ready to do what's more likely and crush it?
Yes.
Couple of them.
Let's go.
Couple of them. I think we're going to do the main event coming up next. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Bert Kreischer in studio, hour 3, everybody. Don't you dare move.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
Pro baller Lonzo Ball for Buzz Balls, ready to go cocktails, take 12.
Buzz Balls just dropped their biggest blue balls.
Script says biggie's blue balls, Lonzo. Take 13.
Blue Balls just dropped their biggest buzz balls.
Let's try a vocal exercise.
Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls, Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls.
Big balls just dropped. Get blue balls this season with Buzz Balls.
Please drink responsibly. Buzz Balls available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. Buzz Balls, LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
Rockman just out of the blue. Where were you when you sent this tweet, Chris?
Oh, I mean, was that on a Sunday? Was it a Sunday night?
Don't remember.
I was probably just at home.
And you just said, you
watching
know what?
The games.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, I'll take
might
a bite out of Mike
myself.
Del Tufo's hat. You said, I will take a bite out of Mike Del Tufo's hat?
Yeah.
Eagles have made the playoffs, and you have avoided the inevitable for a week. That ends now. I just sliced up a 1-inch by 1-inch cutout of Mike Del Tufo's Callaway hat, and I placed it like little Easter eggs into the half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yep.
Take a bite. Here we go. Here you go. Brockman is taking a bite. Did you get a piece of the hat there? Oh, yeah. I think you did.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one who chose the peanut butter, too.
Trash can nearby?
Nope. Nope. We don't.
It's part of the hat sticking out. I didn't get it all.
Oh, that is a that is an awful piece right there in that sandwich. No, you may not.
As long as you eat it.
Yeah. Keep going.
Ugh.
Keep going. I didn't go through.
Oh, man, this piece is like right on my tooth.
Why did you even do this, Chris? You didn't have to. You took the McLovin
bait. Because the Eagles stink. They're terrible.
Oh, my God.
That was Sunday?
Radio audience, I can't even tell if that's a piece of glistening jelly or a piece of a glistening jelly glistened right Del there. Tufo hat piece. Down it. Just, I feel like I'm talking to Taylor eating her broccoli. Just eat it and we'll get off your case. Oh, he just went one bite. He finished it. This is not going to be good because that is peanut butter and it is jelly and it is Del Tufo hat. And you just jammed literally 3 inches by 3 inch piece of sandwich.
It was a proud day for my future son.
Oh my God. We got to show that to Cage.
Right?
Has Cage ever seen that where he's like, Mountain's proud moment for my future son?
I'm going to say probably not. Yeah.
Mike Del Tufo doesn't have two outfits.
Very nice. Oh, good. It's an interesting job choice right there. Very good. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Dante in San Jose, California. What's up, Dante in San Jose?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
There we go. I was just curious what your guys' thoughts might be. Do you think it's far-fetched to assume the Niners trade Purdy to not want to pay him, you know, that $55, $60 million contract and then trade up to go get Shador?
Okay. Hold on a second.
So do you feel far-fetched? Would you
want to do that? Are you counseling that for that to happen?
No, I personally don't. No, but it's been talked about here locally.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, listen. TJ, who's a bigger Shador Sanders fan than the person sitting in this chair right now?
Not a lot of people, okay. For sure.
Who has been accused of being my third son?
Yeah,
Brock Purdy, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's in front of my actual son who's sitting here.
Yeah,
Cooper, son are you aware that Brockman and TJ think that I love Brock Purdy so much that he should be your older brother?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, don't you think?
Yeah.
Thank you. Confirmed by an actual son of mine. So the reason why I set this all up, Dante, is I think that would be nuts to do. And I understand that Shador Sanders would be starting from scratch and you don't pay him the amount of money that a lot of people still think Brock Purdy is not worthy of. But you don't want to what does this guy have to do?
Right. I mean,
for some Niners fans to not call, what is it like people popping into KNBR and stuff like that, Dante? Is that what's happening right now in the Bay Area?
A couple people Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some KNBR here and there. Yeah.
Okay. I think that would be madness. You just don't want to go into the rookie quarterback mosh pit and hope they turn out like Brock Purdy when you have the actual Brock Purdy.
I mean, he already led you to
Thank you for the call, Dante. I mean, you know what I mean?
He led you to the big game.
Like, can he be the next guy to take us to the Super Bowl? Well, let's not pay the guy who was the last guy to take us to the Super Bowl right. And be an MVP finalist in the process.
It's a little insane.
People just don't believe it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, apparently not. And of course, we're not in the Bay Area, so I don't know what the local media is saying.
Oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to get into that. When you get in the mosh pit of what Niners fans are thinking
or
and what
any
you're
real
saying.
Fan base like
oh
that,
my yeah. gosh, I learned that with the whole Trey Lance stuff.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Yeah, Purdy did have a bad season. I had him on fantasy, and he did show up for me. I had him as a starting quarterback, and he didn't look like Brock Purdy like a couple years ago. He looked like Jimmy Garoppolo. He did not look like a Brock Purdy that I remember that almost went to the Super Bowl.
Well, again, this year, obviously, you know, Trent Williams not healthy. Brandon Ayuk out.
Health was a problem. Health was a problem.
Out. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the same team.
Yeah, it wasn't. But Juwan Jennings is great.
Like, he is.
Like, even though you have bad, like, a bad players. Like, quarterbacks can still be good. Like, any quarterback can make anything out of something. Like,
well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, Jane Daniels had a Terry McLaurin, but look at what De'Ami Brown did in the playoffs. Look at Zaccheaus. Like, he made something out of nothing. Like, that's what he can do.
That is the part I think that people are saying, is that a quarterback should transcend. But it's a team game also, you know? And Kittle had one of his best years ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did Kittle throw the passes to George Kittle? I mean, I think he's great. I don't think he's that talented. There is some breaking news. We have some breaking news as well, and then we'll get to what's more likely, Coopy. Get ready.
Here it comes.
Oh. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
The Colorado Board of Regents has approved a new 5-year deal for the Colorado Buffaloes head coach named Deion Sanders. What's the grand total, Mike Hoskins? Wow. What's the total?
Yes.
$54 million. Okay. Deion Sanders has made his way into the $10 million a year coaching bracket. And let me just say this. I understand this is a man who once upon a time famously said, it must be the money.
It's turning me on.
Yes. Coop, way before you were born, Deion had a hit song called Must Be the Money. Okay. by the way, I'm not kidding. But in terms of salary and what this means, we all know that money also is a measure of respect for a guy who everybody thought, when it first started, it was just a lark. It was just
a vanity project.
It's just another way of saying, look at me, which is always the misread of a Sanders, Deion, and now maybe his son, that it wasn't going to be something that he was going to keep up with, whether it was his prep years or his years at Jackson State, you know? And then he takes Colorado, that gig.
One win.
And now look, because he is not only good at his job, he is the perfect type of coach for the moment.
Yeah.
Of the NIL, the transfer portal, so you can get better quickly. But the NIL world where, you know, it is about the money. It must be about the money there. And kids like Jimmy Horn, whose dad is incarcerated, and Deion goes to the prison with Jimmy Horn Jr. to visit his dad and walks him out on a senior day because his dad's not there. He's a surrogate father, which is very important to Deion, who once upon a time famously told me the first time, because of his relationship with his dad and his situation with his father, first time he ever saw a grown man shave was in college.
Yep.
That's what he said. First time I ever saw another grown man shave. Cooper and I shave together frequently. Do we not, Coop?
Yeah.
Right? So he's got a little bit of that scruff going on. But prime, congrats, man.
Yeah, man.
5 years, 50 plus million bucks, $10 million a year. Well earned. He earned it. He earned it. And now we're going to see, you know, what he does without his kid at quarterback. Yeah. And a generationally
talented dual threat.
And I'm just wondering if, you know, part of this process was, in fact, the call he got from Jerry Jones, who, when I asked Deion, when I saw him at the Super Bowl, how does he have Jerry Jones put in his phone? Mm-hmm. And he said he has Jerry Jones in his phone listed as direct deposit, was his answer. And there's a new direct deposit from Colorado. And I'm just wondering if that was part of the process. And he said he wanted to stay there and he's not going pro. And obviously contract like this, you know, there's buyouts and what have you. But congratulations, Brian. Yeah.
Amazing.
Now that
just for him to put Colorado Buffalo football back on the map.
It's unreal from one win. All right. Cooper Eisen, are you ready to host, if you will, what's more likely?
What's up, everybody?
Hold on a second. I got to drop.
Yeah, come
say
on.
The words hit it. Say hit it. You got to sit up straight.
Hey, Cooper.
Get ready.
Quote Dion and say, Jay Felly, play my music. That'll.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Do whatever you wish. Just say hit it or play my music. Go for it.
Play my music.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. I would normally say Chris. Cooper. All right, Coop. What you got over there?
Coop, what up, man?
What you got over there?
By the way, before you start, you have to ask all of us how we're doing. That gets on your dad's nerves a little bit, and then we start. So you have to ask me and Jason how we are.
How you doing, TJ?
I'm good, Coop. How about you, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Coop?
I'm good. Crushing, how are you doing, Dad?
I'm great, Coop. Do you have the first item?
I do.
For what's more likely?
We do.
What do you got over there?
Which new Giants quarterback is more likely to start more games in 2025? Will it be Russ? Will it be Famous Jameis? Or will it be whoever they draft?
I'm going to go. So last year, Russ had more than Justin Fields, and Fields had six.
Yes.
And then Russ had the rest. So that's 11. So it's 11 to 6. I'm going to give Jameis 4.
Oh, are you?
And I'm going to give... So that would mean even if he's 4, then he would... Yeah. So I'll say Russ. I'll say it's going to be Russ. That whoever they draft is not going to start the season. Russ is going to start the season. I'll go Russ.
I agree. I also think that... It's going to make me sick, but I feel like Shador is going to end up in New York with the Giants.
Which means...
They might trade down, maybe?
No. They might just stick and pick him.
Stick and pick him?
Who do you think? How would you answer this, Coop?
I think it's going to be Jameis. I really think so, because Jameis is like the guy that they always like. It's like the best backup. I feel like Russ is not going to have a... Like, what I think is outrageous is that Russ last year got paid $1 million to go to the Steelers, like $3 million, and he had a pretty good season, but then he's getting paid $20 million more. And, like, he's getting, like, paid, like, he used to be paid, like, $15 million more when he was at the Seahawks, when he was, like, best he was ever doing. And I feel like, is this really a good financial move by Shane? Like, I feel like it could work out. I feel like Russ might have, like, the most starts, but Jameis will definitely have at least, like, 2 starts.
Okay. There you go. What's next, Scoop?
Good job.
Which wide receiver in their new home is more likely to have a bigger impact, DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs?
He's setting this
right
up.
Come on.
Now, Coop, why do you think Chris Brockman wrote this for What's More Likely? Thinking it was your mom, mm-hmm. and now it's you. Delivering this to me. Why do you think he said... No, hold on a second.
Same rules apply, though.
Yeah. Why do you think... Same rules do apply. Why do you think?
Because he's a Patriots fan, and because of our crazy household, I am too, because my mom's from Boston and he's from New York. But, like, whenever people ask me, they're like, how is this possible? Like, how did your mom marry your dad?
That is a question people ask more than other things than just sports. Yeah. But that's for another day, Coop.
You learn about a football term out punting your coverage, Coop. One day you'll understand.
I think it's obviously Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs is going to be the number one target 100%
right.
in New England, more than DeAndre Hopkins in his new digs. And I know Chris wants to have that be the real thing. What's more likely?
Uh-huh.
We've seen somebody else like this, or Cooper Eisen is the first human being to appear on a radio and television simulcast mm-hmm. in a hoodie sweatshirt with not one, not two, but 3 Yankee logos on it saying he's also a Patriots fan. Is he the first? Or are there others? What's more likely?
I can't imagine there's many more than maybe 2. So
okay.
Yeah,
very good.
But you know what I find funny real quick? Yeah. You know, Brockman, he constantly was like, he hated the fact that the Steelers gave a wide receiver $30 million. Remember? I would never do that.
Yeah, well.
And yet his team gives an older, coming off an injury, wide receiver $33 million, and we haven't heard a peep about that.
Well, yet. I mean, I think there might be some back years of contracts that, make it less than.
I'm just saying.
Okay. What else you got over there, Cooper? What's next?
The more likely Pats move down at 4th overall, will they move down? Will they draft Will Campbell? What do you think?
Okay.
Pats move
at 4th. I think none of that. I don't think there's any of that. I do think at the end of the day, Shador's going to go in the top 3. and the Patriots will get somebody other than Will Campbell. So I'll take the field then. I will take the field. It'll be somebody other than Will. They're going to stick and pick, and it will be somebody other than Will Campbell in the draft.
I'm surprised he doesn't have Travis there.
Well, because he thinks that the Patriots are now with the Giants with their moves. If I understand what Chris is saying, it'll go Cam Ward, then Carter slash Hunter.
Okay.
And then the Patriots will be clearly not needing Shedeur Sanders and thus trade out or take a tackle.
Gotcha.
That's his point. I'll take the field. What else you got over there, Coop? What's next?
QB move more likely to happen first? Purdy signs a new contract with the 49ers or Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers?
I'm going to actually go with Rodgers signs with the Steelers. I think that's going to happen maybe while we're on a family spring break together next week. And I'm going to get a call saying, hey, can you do a video from the beach? And I'll say, who is this person? New phone, who dis? That's what's next week is going to be. I might have gotten a little too personal here, Coop. I think the Purdy deal is going to take some more time.
And how much do you think he's going to get paid, Rodgers?
Rodgers? I think he's going to start with a four. North of 40.
40, but he's probably going to only pay for like 1 or 2 years.
So that's right. So 2 years, maybe. How about this? 2 years, $70 million with incentives that can pop it up more.
Here, coach.
That's insane. I wouldn't pay a 40-year-old that much money if it was Tom Brady.
Excuse me, I'm 55 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Careful what you say.
But you're not getting chased by a 300-pound lineman either.
This guy over there. You know. Okay, now I'm just being, I'm under the bright, white hot spotlight of what's more likely, delivered by Cooper.
And all right, earning power.
What else you got?
More likely to be the higher number, Ohtani home runs this weekend or Dodgers wins this weekend?
Ooh.
The Dodgers against the Tigers. I'll go Ohtani home runs. He's already got what? One in Japan and one here in the United States, right?
I don't think that one in Japan was a homer. That was not a homer.
Technically, it was a homer.
Cool. If that was a homer, Glaber's homer in the World Series was a homer.
Attaboy. So that's my boy. So still holding a grudge, talking about last year.
He is yours.
Telling the Dodgers that it wasn't a home run.
That is your son.
Yeah, I'd make a Jeffrey Mayer reference, but that reference is older than my son.
That's true. All right. Dodgers got two games this weekend.
Yeah. I'll go Ohtani home runs. What else you got? You got another one over there?
Yeah, this is the one that I created.
Okay.
What's more likely, Aaron Judge to hit 50 homers or Ellie De La Cruz to steal 60 bases?
I feel both of those could happen.
Don't you think Ellie De La Cruz stealing 60 is a no-brainer, Coop?
Yeah, but what about Judge? Is that a no-brainer to hit 50 homers?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Bellinger's contact rate will protect Judge, who's sitting there in second in the lineup. He's in the Soto spot from last year.
You named a spot after him. That's amazing.
So what do you... don't you think it's more of a no-brainer than Ellie De La Cruz steals 60 bases, Coop?
Yes, because he did it last year. But right. Judge did it last
and
year.
He did
some people think
year,
that De La Cruz could get up to 100 bases.
I think both of these things are...
But what's more likely?
Yeah, like what's more likely?
I'm gonna say it's hard. 50 again. That's tough. Ellie, yeah,
he could have 60 by May.
Yeah, he flies out there.
That's a great what's more likely out of you. That was your addition. You came up with dinner last night.
I like that, Coop.
Okay, and your mom said write it down in your phone. Very rare that your mom says where's your phone. You can use it.
I didn't put anything in my phone, and I know. Moskin just told me that. The bonus one will be later.
Oh, okay.
The bonus.
So you're hearing your producer in your ear.
Yes. Oh, man, Rich, you're in trouble.
My boy used TalkBack during the commercial break.
This is going to be the Cooper Eisen show before you know.
He's ahead of me. I didn't even know what was happening.
Excuse me.
I'm going to stay on your good side, Coop. You might need a job later, dog.
Great. What's more likely, Coop? Job, you got bro. Another one later on, too.
Yeah,
very
so we have
good.
The bonus one, which I think you guys will definitely enjoy and talk a lot about.
That's my son teasing.
That is your boy.
You know. Listen to this. Go.
This episode is brought to you by Universal Pictures. Today's the day. From Universal Pictures and Blumhouse come a storm of terror from the director of The Shallows, The Woman in the Yard. Don't let her in. Where does she come from? What does she want? When will she leave? The Woman in the Yard, in theaters now.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. I think, so now here's what happens, Cooper. Usually when we have one more item, okay?
We do.
Okay. We play a drop from the movie you saw, Ocean's 11.
Right.
Okay. Asking if we need one more. You remember the scene where George Clooney asked Brad Pitt if we need one more guy to go in the operation? We use that drop. And then Chris Brockman usually acts like he didn't know one more was coming, even though he does. Do you think you can act surprised, Cooper? Yeah. Okay.
So what's going to happen?
We're going to hit the drop, and then you act completely surprised. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Hit it.
You think we need one more? All right. We'll get one more.
We have one more. I did not know this. I'm genuinely shocked. We have one more. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
not what's more likely, who's more likely to throw the next verbal or social media haymaker, LeBron or Stephen A?
We're dragging you into this? To throw the next? Oh, I
That's easy. It's very easy.
Is it? It's Stephen A, right?
Yeah, the guy who's got a mic in front of his face.
Yeah, I think it's Stephen A, right?
Screaming A.
Because LeBron had his say first, and then Stephen A had his say, and then LeBron again, right? One more shot at it.
Well, LeBron, then he had his game winner, and that was his say.
That was his say.
That pretty much should have ended it.
I think, you know, maybe Stephen A.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's over, right?
Oh, like, no. No, Rich, come on.
No, I don't think LeBron's going to start anything again. And I think Stephen A's had his, he's said his piece.
Rich, no, no. This is not the end of this.
I kind of think it is.
If that man would have touched me, I would have swung on him. No, that's
a good one, yeah.
End of this? Are you kidding me?
Did you see that, Coop? Did you see Stephen A say that?
No, but that was a good impressionist.
And by the way,
I'm just saying.
And that was a great impression of Chris Brockman being stunned by one more.
Hey, it was better.
The thing that I find funny is because on ESPN, usually because he's a Giants fan, every time the Cowboys lose, he posts like a reaction video on his life.
That's so good.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't find that humorous.
That's right.
Of course you don't.
So you know.
Of course
you
don't.
When Stephen A does it, you could take the music down now, Felly. When Stephen A, and by the way, that's what's more likely. Good job, Coop, with
good
the
job,
one
brother.
More and everything.
Actually have three more.
Oh, great. Well, we do for another version of What's More Likely. We'll play that. Are we going to do that coming up in about a minute?
Coop, have you ever heard of Wally Pipp? You should look him up.
Who?
Wally Pipp. Wally Pipp was the first baseman for the Yankees who got sick one day, and Lou Gehrig took his spot, and then, as you know, became the Iron Man of baseball until his dying day.
So he's like the Drew Bledsoe of baseball.
Coop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Although Bledsoe did play again elsewhere. I think, did Wally Pipp never play again? That's a great question.
It's still a good reference for Coop to know that there was a guy, he had a job, then the other guy came and he never got the job back.
So that, you know, Wally Pipp is now like people use it as a verb in using it in a phrase. You are currently Wally Pipping Chris Brockman. Does he make sense to you?
Kind of.
Okay.
You're getting a job and getting homeschooled is what
I am. I am so surprised. I didn't expect one.
Oh, one more? Do you want to hear it?
Chris normally does it without saying it. He's like, oh, what is going on? But I kind of like the actual verbalizing it. Cool. Well done. Cooperizing is here. Okay. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. And the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Are we going to do the other What's More Likely right now? Okay. And it's brought to you by... this is fantastic. This is the tournament edition of What's More Likely, presented by TurboTax. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. Cooper Eisen, you have at it. The What's More Likely Tournament Edition. Have at it. Coop, what's first up?
How you doing, TJ?
Oh, gosh.
What up, kid?
What's up, Coop? Oh, you're pounding it out over there.
You ready, Dad?
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm ready. The camera didn't see it. There we go.
You ready for the first one?
Okay, okay, the Twin Powers activate.
All right, very good. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Yep.
What's more likely? More one seeds make the final four on the men's or the women's side this weekend?
Okay.
That's a good one.
I have both brackets here.
Yeah, Duke won yesterday and Florida won yesterday.
So the half of them are in the Elite Eight. So you're saying who's making the final four? I will say more on the women's side.
Wow.
Yeah, the women's side I think might be a little more chalky than the men's side. But how about both? How about this?
One,
I'm going to call my shot and say three one seeds make it in side? Both men's and women's.
I think that I the one that's going to be out on the one side, on the women's side, would be USC because they lost Watkins, and the one that's going to be out on the men's side is Auburn because they're going to lose to Michigan today.
Attaboy! That's the boy! What else you got over there?
It's the greatest day of your life.
What's next up?
The next one. What's more likely to be higher? The combined number of seeds that won last night? For example, Duke was the one seed, so they're one. Florida's the one seed, so they're also one.
Yes.
Then, for example, also Texas Tech was the three, and that okay, also... That. Who was the two? Ooh.
The two that won last night? But I get what you're saying here.
So that's equal seven. Or will it be tonight when all the other teams
play? Yeah. Alabama was the two that won last night. Well, I'll say tonight, as you said, right? Because Michigan's a five. Let's say Michigan State, because I'd love to see that. That's seven.
That's already over.
That's already over. Yeah, I'll take tonight. I'll take tonight's the over. Michigan with the five, it gets us more than halfway home.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, what else? You got one more over
third
there?
Third one, yes.
Okay.
Which conference is more likely to get more dubs tonight, the SEC or the Big Ten?
All right, baby, B-I-G, B-1-G, baby, because it just means more. Michigan and Michigan State's going to advance. I don't know about Purdue. That's a tall order.
I got them advancing.
Well, at least one SEC team's going to win because Kentucky plays Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And again, let's just go. Let's go, baby.
Yeah,
go blue.
I remember I was talking to, I believe it was TJ, during the Rose Bowl, and we both agreed that the SEC was kind of overrated, and they got so many picks from that draft. Like, Louisville was out immediately, and, like, most Big Ten teams were there. Like, Maryland, mm-hmm. like, Maryland went a long way. Wisconsin went a long way. Like, every Big Ten team. Michigan's still in it. Michigan State's still in it.
And Purdue's still in it, too.
Yeah.
Maryland got raced out. Well done, Cooper Eisen. Well done. Bert Kreischer's in studio in hour number three. And that was the What's More Likely College Hoops Edition presented by TurboTax. It's officially tax season. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert today. They do your taxes. You enjoy the tournament. Now, this is taxes. We very rarely take a phone call during the TV only segment to end the hour, but here on the Roku Sports Channel, is one of the stars, and I'll say that, of women's sports now. Susie in Los Angeles is the caller there. Suze?
Hey there. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey.
Great show. It's so good today. I don't know why. Oh, yeah. My middle son is crushing it.
They ain't that little. He's
great job, Cooper.
Thanks, Mom.
Push your hair up.
Yeah, Kate keeps coming over and he's like, push your hair up.
You just push your hair up for
okay,
your mom?
I'll
she
do
keeps
it.
Texting me. No, you're not pushing it up. You're still just like this. Like, that's it.
Okay,
yes.
Sure.
Is that better, Suze?
You got hair from my side of the family.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, sweetheart. Yeah. Hey. You got this, Cooper.
She keeps telling me.
We had this conversation
in the car.
On the car ride over.
I said Taylor's kids are done. Like,
Because I explained, because agent to the stars, Jerry Silbowitz, phoned in on the ride in. Mm-hmm. He's equally follically challenged as I am. I'm just telling folks who may not know about who Jerry is, right? And so I told Coop, like, you need to push your hair up. He was concerned that it shows potentially a widow's peak at age 14.
Don't worry
and
about
I'm
that,
like, doesn't
man.
Matter. It's about who's on your father's side of the family, right? Who
yeah,
the father
Cooper,
or the mother
Cooper.
Is. Right, and I told him
Cooper,
how...
You look like your Papa Richard. He died with a full head of blonde hair, and he'd be the first person to tell you that.
If anyone heard that, if you heard my mom's laugh, that's a laugh when that happens when something makes fun of my dad.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is again.
There it is again. There it is again. There it is again.
There it is again. But, so it's funny because I'm like, you know, listen, Monty, my mother, her dad was very bald. And I'm like, but your you know, mom's dad, Papa Richard, had a full head of hair in the day he died. He said the same thing you said, Suze. And then you said one more time, what'd you say about Taylor? What'd you say about her? That her kids are, what's the word you used?
Are done. They're done. They're done.
I said they're done. Their future kids are done. I'm like, that's a harsh word to say done, Suze. Right. And, you know?
It really is.
And thinking about that, that's way down the line, man.
All right, Suze.
Hi, Teach.
What up, Suze?
Yeah, hi, Philly. I got to tell you, I'm just having the best time. This is like an audience of one.
All right. I'm so, go back to your Women's Sports Now Zoom.
All right. I will. It's actually, and by the way, Cooper, that was a really good insight, but I think the Trojans might go past K-State. I'm excited about this.
Fantastic.
It's going to be huge for us.
Hour 3 coming up. See you, Suze.
See you, Suze.